Okay, we are on page 91 of the Maamar HaRavi, getting deeper and deeper into things that we don't understand, which is okay. And we're talking about the Sefer Yetzirah and the basic concept that has been mentioned in two steps, and today the two steps are going to come together as one. We learned before Yom Tov the idea that what we call the Achdus Hashem, or the unification, the fact that everything in creation has an order, the fact that it's an orderly world, and that hints at an orderly creator, and that everything comes together, the fact that nature has mathematical equations, for example, these are things that tell us that there's an intelligent creator. That we learned before Pesach. Last time we learned, when we got together, which was on Tuesday night, some of us were busy downstairs eating and drinking, but the rest of us were here, and Baruch Hashem HaSimcha. But we learned about the uniqueness of Lashon Kodesh, the fact that Malachim prefer Lashon Kodesh. We had a machlokes last time regarding how that works. There's nothing higher than Yiddish, but okay, maybe Lashon Kodesh is. So at any rate, that was the idea that we learned. Now it's going to come together in what we learned today. On page 91, we're going to discuss the idea, the concept. I'd just like to point out the diagram at the bottom of the page, which if you have the traditional print of the Kuzari, you don't have it, so you have to take a look. There's a diagram on the bottom of a chart of the Aleph Beis. And it looks to the eye as a child's mathematical chart. The trick in this chart is that no matter which way you look, it equals 15. As you take the top 9, so you have hay in the middle, which is the middle. And then if you go, the top line is 2, 9, and 4, which is 15. Second line, 7, 5, and 3. 6, 1, and 8. Right? Either way, it's 13. If you go up, same thing. If you go up and down, it's also 13. 2, 7, 6. 9, 5, 1, right? It's 13. If you go diagonally, it's also 15. No matter which way, right? If you go diagonally, you make an X, you get 2, 5, and 8, which is 15. And what? Of course there's a reason. This, the same thing in the second chart, which is a chart of the tens, the third, which is a chart of the hundreds. So let me tell you, I don't know if you all know, you're familiar with gematrias, and gematrias, standard gematrias end with tough, which is 400. In the Kabbalistic literature, that continues. Chaf is 500, and the Chaf is 500, and the Mem is 600, and the Nun is 700, and the Pei is 800, and the Tzaddik is 900. So you have all of them, and that's these three charts. Now, what does that represent? Now that chart, that diagram of numbers, of letters, which are numbers, represents one of the seven Kach Velechas, one of the stars. It represent Mars, Shabtoi. And how it represents it is not our topic. Our issue is the fact that there's this idea of Sefer Yetzirah, the concentrating on certain ideas, spoken word and written word together, the three together, creates somehow. Creates things in an orderly world. So this is an example of something that's orderly. Now, what in the world that has to do with Mars or Shabtoi, we have no idea. And it doesn't just mean the planet Mars, it means the mazel of Mars. But there's an orderly structure to the numbers. Okay, now that is the simple taich of what it says. Simple taich. That's the taich. Now, there's something more to it. Let's learn a few words and I'll explain to you. Whatever I'm telling you comes from the Kol Yehuda here, maybe a little addition from one of Rav Arya Kaplan's books on the topic. First, let's read a little of what it says here on the top. V'al yirachik bi'iyun hazeh roshem hashemais v'adayim lahem b'derech hadibor v'haksav. It shouldn't be distant from you, the idea of thinking in to bi'iyun hazeh roshem hashemais v'adayim lahem, thinking into the physical spelling of words, b'derech hadibor v'haksav, combining the way it's written and the way it's spoken. The kaidem lahem, before the way it's written and spoken, hashiur, shiur we had means the thought in the Kuzari. Every human being has a pure soul, and if that soul would meditate, and gather together, Hashloisha Sipurim, or Sefer Sai, I'm not sure how to pronounce that word. It's the idea of the spherais. The three ideas together, which are Sefar, Vesipur, Vesefer, concept, spoken word, and written word, Bedavar Echad, Viyadavar Hu Amishur, and that thing would be understood, would be thought, Kashashir, Oise Bal HaNefesh Avara, the way a pure soul is capable of it, Vekashadiba Bai, Vekashakasvai, the way it's thought, the way it's written, the way it's spelled. If you can do all that together, that's safer, that's the Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah is the, God created the world by a combination, a kavyachal of thought, the spoken word, and the written word. Because we say a word is the essence, we always say the word shar is the essence of an ox, whatever that means. It means the concept, the written word, and the spoken word. Achein, however, Amar Zeh HaSefer, Alo Lekim Yizbarach, Shabar HaSalam, Yibishloish HaSifurim. We only say that God could do this. Sefer, Sipur, and Sefar, Sipur, and Sefer. Kulam Bechika Yisparach Echad. By God, they're all one. Now here, I'd like to explain the idea as it's explained here in this long Kol Yehuda. He explains, we've said all along that the greatest thing we can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Achdus HaYisbarach Shemai, the oneness, the one which we see in nature, that there's a oneness. It's an incredible thing that a lot of the forces of nature have mathematical equations which precisely work in nature. I mentioned to you the example last time of the lever. The lever has a mathematical equation to how much weight it picks up based on where the fulcrum is and the length of the lever. Or gravity. When things fall, there's a mathematical equation at the speed, the increased speed by which they have a force. The whole of the world is created with a tremendous precision. That precision takes on a magical or mystical connotation with the idea of numbers. Numbers, the idea of numbers, mathematics, the precision of mathematics is a, hard for us to understand that it's a philosophical idea, right? The Greeks, numbers was part of philosophy, but it is. The idea of numbers is a fascinating idea. The idea of numbers says there are really nine numbers. The chart on Mars was a chart of nine, but all numbers come to 10. 10 is a oneness again. So you have nine numbers and you have your tenth. You have nine jelly beans, you have your tenth. So when you have tenth, you have a ten, you have a complete unit. So the idea is that even though you have totally separate things, ultimately, if you gather together separate things, you end up with a oneness, with a coming back to a one. The idea of the unity in the orderly Bria, the idea of a Seder Hadvarim, and all anything that exists in the world, ultimately, comes together to form a oneness. I try to explain it. It's, let's say someone has a puzzle. He might have 1,000 pieces. But when 1,000 pieces come together, they form one picture. Or somebody has a musical, chart of musical notes. Each note is a noise. But when they come together, they form one song. Now the one song is much, much more than each note. You can take a person, you say, no, I want to show you 100 notes, and you'll play 100 separate notes. You'll tell them it's beautiful music, you won't know what you're talking about. And then you play the 100 notes, and suddenly it becomes one song. We'll take each puzzle piece, and no one will see any sense in it. And when you put it together, it'll form a beautiful picture. So that's the idea of in the Bria, what we call the spherais. The spherais are the 10, kaviyachal, 10 attributes of Hashem. The nine attributes, and the tenth is the oneness of all of them together. That's the theme or the idea of the spheres. Now you know, you should know, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Hey, it says that when you say Hashem's name, in davening, that we say the Shem Adnus, the Shem Adoi, and we should be picturing, or thinking of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. They're separate names. We used to take a siddur reading Yud Kei Vav Kei, Adoy, but they're really two different things. One is the Ksiv and one is the Kri. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says to say that, to do that every time. The Gra says to do it by Kriya Shema. So I think
what,
we all...
What do you say? Again, I know you should have...
When you say Hashem's name, let's say Shema.
Right. Okay.
So you're supposed to be concentrating on Shema Yisrael. Listen, Kai, so Hashem Elokeinu. The God is our God. Hashem, or Adnus, Adai, that name is the spoken name of Hashem. And at the same time, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you're supposed to be thinking of the fact that Adai Kail, God is the master of everything, and Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hayai Vaviyah, the fact that God is eternal. Now that's all one. That's all one. Now that is, we keep on saying, Sefar, Vesipor, Vesefer. Three things have to come together. The spoken word, the spelled word, the written word, and the concept. Now, the concept of God is something we find hard. The name of Hashem that's used for the number 10 is never found in the Siddur anywhere. The name is Ein Sof. The name of Hashem, Ein Sof, means infinity. The infinite name of Hashem is something that they refer to as Ein Sof. I'm not familiar with it from any Kabbalistic writings, but Schwab writes about it in his book on Eiv, and he has it somewhere in his Sefer on the Chumash as well. But that's the idea. The idea is there are three halakim to the Shem Hashem. The way it's written, the way it's pronounced, and the conceptual idea of Ein Sof, of an infinite God. Now, an infinite God is a oneness. Hayah, hay, vaviyah, has three parts. He was, he is, and he will be. Or Adnus, the master of everything, is the master of East 22nd Street and East 21st Street and Ocean Avenue, has many parts. But it really all comes together like a puzzle to be one idea of Ein Sof, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is unlimited, who has no limitation. So this is really what we're learning now, not only anything Kabbalistic, we're learning the word game of Sefer Yetzirah. The word game of Sefer Yetzirah is that everything has parts to it, and all the parts come together to form a oneness. The ultimate oneness is the Ribbono Shel Olam. But otherwise, it's all the parts. Okay? We understand that. The words we understand. And so now what you got to do is think about you. You. Mati, right? You have a name. There's a concept. Each individual is conceptually unique. Each individual is physically unique. And each individual, I don't know what it means, the spoken word is unique.
I'll never finish Shema.
If you think about you, you'll never finish Shema. No, but the idea that there are facets to a person, when you meet a person the first time, you look at him, you get a certain impression. When you know the person, the impression you got by looking at him is totally meaningless. It's such a small piece of what the person is. It's a small, it's a shade of what the person is. So there's the physical part. What?
Sometimes you can be less, see, that's a hard concept to say. Sometimes you think of somebody and you put them on a pedestal, but you actually get to know them. He's not
yeah.
on a pedestal.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Right? But now with the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Now with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't get to know him. But Ribbono Shel Olam we can't say, but Gedolei Yisrael we can say.
Right?
You see him, you hear about him, you get to see him, and you're not disappointed suddenly. It's a whole different thing. So, the idea that there's a oneness to a person has many different facets to him, there's a oneness that makes up the person, that makes every person unique. So that idea is the idea. Sefer Yetzirah says that that's true about everything. It's true about it. And the idea of a Sefer Yetzirah, of a book where Hashem created the world using words, Sefer Yetzirah, the book of Yetzirah, is the book Hashem used to create the world. The idea of words, that's the idea of Sefer Yetzirah. And he writes here in the bottom, he quotes from Ibn Ezra, Kvar Omru, Shoa Echad, the number one, Einei Bechlal HaMispar, Avalu Ascholas HaMispar B'Yesaydai. Oneness is the foundation of numbers. It's not so much a number as a foundation of numbers. Okay, so this is the basic idea. Now, the Torah is full of names of Hashem. There's an idea, and it's not a Chassidish Svarim. The Gra writes this in the Gra La Torah. You'll see it in Zayis HaBracha, that all of the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. Okay? How many? Now, I would think the number, the ultimate number is 1 or 10, 100, 1,000. 1,000 goes back to 1. You know that when you count in Hebrew, you go Echad, Shnai, Rosh Halosh, Arba, you go all the way up, right? So you get to Mea. Then you get Mea Vecha, Mea Vishnaim. Then you get to 900, 901, 902. When you get past 999, what's the next number? 999, then? 1,000. 1,000 in Hebrew is Aleph, is 1. Aleph, we pronounce it Aleph. But it's Aleph, it's really goes back to 1. Everything goes back to 1. That's the whole idea. The uniqueness of numbers is that everything goes back to a oneness. Now, on page 95 here he says, the oneness, hahu, haschala l'shloishim v'shtayim nesivais pliyais hakama. There are 32 roads in the mystical world. Shem eser sviris, the numbers 1 through 0 through 9 or 1 through 10. The eser v'shtayim oisiais, and the 22 letters, remez el yitziais hanumtsais, it's a remez to the pathways that go El Maisa Yitzray, to the actions of the Creator, Bekamus, Be'echus, whether in quality or quantity. There's 32. Now the 32 is Lev, is the heart or the essence, the 32 pathways. He brings here on the bottom, the
what
idea,
is
10 numbers and 22 letters. He said the same thing here is numbers and letters. So they are, now why 32? I don't know exactly why 32. I would think it should end with a zero, but the letters are more spread out than that. Now it says Mishpatim Bal Yedoum Halalukah. Oh right, that's what they bring there. It starts with a Beis, ends with a Lamed, Bereishis, ends with Israel. That's Lamed Beis.
The two seems to correspond very much. The heart, like you said, now the numbers and the letters.
Right.
And the Torah, everything is
there are a lot of 32.
32 is Zivus Chachma from Pesach Lili.
Okay, that corresponds to this. They have 32 ways the Torah is Nidreshes, according to one of the accounts. He says, Mishpatim Bal Yedom. It says the Torah, we don't, how do you know you don't teach a guy Torah? It says Mishpatim Bal Yedom. Bal is Lamed Beis. Mishpatim Bal Yedom. The Mishpatim of the 32, we don't teach Gayim. A pi Kabbalah, according to the Bali Kabbalah, I mean the Shlach Kaddish, I don't mean the mystics we never read about. You're not supposed to teach Hebrew to a guy.
Hebrew. Hebrew
yeah, not supposed to teach Hebrew to a guy, according to the Shlach, according to that school of thought. Because the letters themselves have meaning. The form of each letter is not arbitrary, as it is with most alphabets. People just agree it means something. But they have meaning. Mishpatim Baal Yedom. The Mishpatim of Baal, we don't teach. Now, of course, today in modern Israel, it's a world where forget about Ulpa. That's Jews. I'm talking about Filipinos. There are plenty of Filipinos that know Hebrew.
Much of it is not Lashon
HaKadosh. The language is probably 50% Lashon HaKadosh. The common words, though, are Lashon HaKadosh. And, anyway, so this is this idea of the 32 branches of the spheros. It says Bezalel, who also starts with a base and ends with a lamed. Bezalel built the base of Mikdash because the Mishkan, he knew, that's the Lashon, he knew Yodeha Bezalel Letzaref Oisya Shnivru Bem Shmayim Varetz. He knew Tetzaref Oisya is to combine these types of letters to create the world. Now the Ramban, I'm quoting, I'm deliberately not quoting from the people he never heard of. It's a Sefer Eifaydi, who he quotes. I don't know who he is. He quotes the Ramban. B'psichase lepirish ha-tayrah. It's the words of the Ramban. Yesh b'yadenu Kabbalah shalemes. We have in our hand a true Kabbalah. Ki kala ha-tayrah kula shmaisav shalakadish baruch hu. All the words of the Torah are God's names. Shash tevis mischalkais l'shemais b'inyin acher. The letters can be broken up differently, in a different way. Kamai bereshis barashis. Bereshis in the beginning. It's God's name, barashis, the one who created for 6 days. Okay. So this is the idea. We'll try to pick up on it on Monday. I had in mind, to bring in, one of Rabbi Kaplan's books and to read you just a section of it, which maybe will give you a little The same idea is expressed in a far better way. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. This is Hashem.